You're now listening to The Freedman Show, where we discuss Black news, politics, and culture. And I'm your host, Jahadu. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jahadu. I hope you all are doing well. I wanted to read something that I wrote, and I call it slave status. And I wanted to say that I appreciate you all for joining me on the Freedman Show. This is my new show, my new podcast, and like I said, we just gonna discuss Black politics. We're gonna discuss our lives as Black people in America and over the whole diaspora, but we really want to focus on where we're at right now, which is America, you know, the land that we built from the ground up. But I wrote something, you know, probably about 2 months ago when I embarked on what I would say my spiritual enlightenment. You know, I've just wanted to learn more about myself, you know, my ancestors, my people, my history, you know, everything that's been hidden from me or not taught in public schools or just in general. You know, I wanted to just really come into touch with my history and how it relates today and how I can use it to not only empower myself, but empower my people. So I wrote this and I call it a slave status. All right. It says, I feel like America wants to keep Blacks in a slave status. They still let drugs get into the country and into our communities, but think building the wall is going to stop something. Not. The same things will continue to happen. Us Blacks have so many things going on in this country that our ancestors built with their blood, sweat, tears, and lives. Black lives clearly don't matter when everything is taken from our communities due to gentrification, living in the trap, and police brutality. The hood is just the after effects of white supremacy preventing Blacks from taking advantage of FHA home loans starting in the 1930s. This created redlining, keeping our people away from wealth building opportunities. In return, they were able to acquire land and properties that they still have today. Blacks are the most incarcerated people in America. This is modern day slavery. I believe due to slavery, redlining, and the drug trade purposely affecting our communities, Blacks have been going to jail at alarming rates. Due to what happened in the past, our socioeconomic status is still being affected today. Most of our brothers and sisters are forced to live in a trap that was set up long before trap houses. I believe this was all planned to keep our people down financially and economically while having to deal with some police who don't know what it feels like to be Black living under these residual conditions as they shoot us in our backs. Blacks in America only have 2.6% of the wealth, while whites have 90% of the wealth. I believe they want to keep it this way so they can have control over us while we work for them and be at an economical disadvantage like we've always been. This spills over into us not being able to acquire business loans as much, which will put us at a better economic status by allowing us to build wealth and be our own bosses. This is a clear indication of oppression in every way. Just because we aren't still out on the plantation fields picking cotton or doing housework for them, don't mean that we are not being systematically oppressed and being slaves to a system and country which we built many moons ago. I believe America don't want to give Blacks reparations because it will level the wealth gap. We are some of the only people whose ancestors faced mass killings, yet we don't see anything from what happened monetarily, but we do see how it clearly still affects us in more negative ways than one. Our people have been used and abused, and it's still happening today. It's still happening in the music industry, film industry, sports, from the way we dress, the way we dance, act, etc. It's all taken advantage of by people who use our economical disadvantages against us. Most of the time, when we work with them, we don't get what's due to us or is stolen and made to seem better than what it already is because it's no longer coming from us. I believe in my heart that Black people are the greatest natural resource that's known to man. We've given so much to the world, but we don't have as much as we should to show for it. This is the ugly American truth that some people don't want to acknowledge. We as people need to come together and realize how amazing we are, so much so that people will want to keep doing these evil things to us to try to keep us down. Us Blacks are great, and I love us very much. We need to love and value each other's lives more because look what we're up against. These things were already set in place before we were born. We must work together to increase our socioeconomic status because if we don't, then who will? No, so I really wanted to share that with you all. That's something that I wrote about two months ago. It's called Slave Status. Please leave your voicemails or your comments on my Instagram page. You know, y'all can catch me on Instagram. It's the Freedman Show on Instagram. But yeah, again, like I just feel like we're just being done wrong in this country. You know, for us to have gone through slavery and all of these things like the Jim Crow era, redlining, and you know, I just feel like we just being monetized, and that's all we here for. Like we're economy boosters, you know, and we're much more than that. You know, we much more than you know, rap music or, you know, or gang culture and all of these other things that we get portrayed as in the media. You know, everything good about us is shunned to the wayside. You know, like the whole saying, black on black crime. You know, you get on TV and you'll hear the term black on black crime. You never hear the term white on white crime or Asian on Asian crime, Mexican on Mexican crime. You never hear those type of sayings. You know, so the way that's why we have to, like I'm doing right now with the Freedman Show, we have to take our own news and our own self-image into our own hands. We can't let these mainstream media outlets control the perception or control the narrative of who we are. You know, we've been doing that for so long, and we can't afford to keep doing that. We can't afford people to represent us and speak for us and talk for us and control the narrative for us that really don't even care about us or our culture. They just want to use our faces and use our culture for things to be sensationalized, and to make money off of it. You know, I just think that's ridiculous, man. But that's the state and where we're at right now, you know. But I just wanted to share that with you all, my beautiful Black brothers and sisters, you know, or anybody else who's listening to this. But we really have to stay focused out here on what's being brought to the table against us. And we have to rise above it, just like we always have. You know, we made it this far. You know, just because Trump in office don't mean that we gonna stop moving and stop rising. We definitely gonna keep doing that. But I love y'all. Please give me feedback about this. Like I said again, you're able to leave a voicemail and please voice your opinions on how you feel about what I discussed and, you know, the segment that I wrote, slave status. But you all take care. Have a good morning. Have a good afternoon or a good night. Peace.